Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. He Said He Stargate on Rumble, Telegram, BMO, eSETI TV, eSETI Stargate TV, sorry. We're on so many avenues, it's pretty crazy. I know we have, I think 110 affiliates and over 100 countries right now that this is getting out. So we're going to start off with eSETI News. The title is Joe's Finished, basically. I'm sorry, Joe, but, it's over, basically, especially with all the evidence right now coming in. I mean, his poor press secretary can't even cover for him. She's doing the best she can, but there is nothing she can do anymore. So, the classified document scandal where I think they're going to find more, but they find him in his garage and his house and then a Chinese funded university room that their CCC was paying for. I mean, who had access to all these and what was in them? We don't know yet. This is all being covered up, but the problem is that they're everywhere. And if he's a man of his word, he should step down just like they went after Trump. But, they can't really do anything now with Trump because, they really are going to have to go after him. There's 10 times more evidence. And with all the collusion and all the other stuff, Russian collusion, China collusion, Ukraine collusion, I can go on and on, all the collusion there, Mexico collusion. But anyway, that's all coming out now. And it's just pretty much a done deal. There's no way they can hide it anymore. There's too many investigations. Even MSNBC and those guys are throwing them under the bus. So anyway, I don't see him going any further. And there's a Pat Fellow, I guess he's a Republican from Texas, introduced a resolution to impeach Mayorkas for high crimes and misdemeanors. So that's another one. We've got to take out these guys that are not going to prosecute, the people they should be prosecuting, and they're letting everybody else go. It's all been weaponized. All the agencies right now have been fully weaponized and the Democrats are in control of it. And they have nothing to do with America and the Constitution and what the oaths that they've taken to. And a lot of it is because they aren't federal. A lot of these things aren't even federal. They're going somewhere else. But that's another story. China's building crematories to keep up with the death rate, I guess. The old COVID situation backfired. I don't know if they've got new ones they're releasing or what's going on there, but it's a real mess. So thanks, CCP. And there's also legislation out there to ban the CCP from buying any more American farms and properties and things like that. Hopefully they can ban Gates and the other guys from doing the same thing. But there's so much going on. I don't know where to start. I really like this one. This woman, she's a whistleblower at Antioch University, and she's seeking a degree in counseling and psychology. And she says students are being trained to socially engineer people to follow the woke agenda rather than deal with their needs and their issues. So that's the new thing now in the universities. They're going to totally try to push the division game going on between the races and also do the shame and guilt thing to if you're white, they're going to do the shame and guilt. And it's sad because I know a lot of people that are really good people and they incarnated into a white body and they're totally service oriented, loving people. And now they're telling them what evil people they are, and talk about your self-esteem, goes right down the door when they dump all these things on you. But anyway, that's that. We got to put an end to that as well. This curriculum is, we should just pull the funding from these colleges that are doing this, because this division game they're doing is, they're supposed to be the unifiers and they're the dividers, because that's what the New World Order is doing. And speaking of the New World Order or the WEF, they're having their meeting at Davos where they flew in private jets, some 20 miles. They only flew like 20 miles and landed their big, giant, fancy jet. And you can see them for miles, you know, these jets and helicopters all stacked up there. You know, helicopters really suck fuel too, you know. And you know, they came to tell the world to stop carbon emissions. And they're all having lavish meals, I'm sure, with meat and lobster and everything else there. And they're telling everybody to stop eating meat and we need to start eating bugs. So rules for thee and not for me. That's the program there. But that's just a way, that whole thing is a way to just, you know, it's a big shift of wealth and they're trying to shift everything into their pockets. And we need to stop falling for that because, you know, that's beyond ridiculous. But there's so many other things, you know, Kevin McCarthy is putting forth legislation to take care of, you know, investigate all the agencies that have gone rogue and that have forgot their oath to the Constitution. I think there's people on the floor that have come forward and said that if you don't support the Constitution, you've abandoned your oath and you need to leave. You know, you need to leave your office because you're treason, you know, you're committing treason. So that's coming out as well. And I mean, it's all hitting the fan right now and it needs to, and it's hitting the fan everywhere else too. It's not just politics. There's a lot of exposure with the religious organizations, business institutions, all of them as to what's going on. And, you know, Mary once told me that the child trafficking is what's going to take all these guys down because, you know, Jesus said that what you do to the children, you know, you do to God or you do to me. So he's not having it. Neither of the higher dimensional beings are having it and they're just done with it. So this is what's going to take everything down, basically, that it's beyond most people's imagination. And, you know, it's stuff that makes seasoned, you know, cops go to their knees and get sick and just they can't believe it, what they see is going on, things being done to children. I won't even go into it, it's so bad, but that's being cleaned up. And unfortunately in the UFO community the same thing is going on. So there's extreme competition, extreme backstabbing, extreme rumors, gossip, all this nonsense by the very people that are saying let's stop the gossip are the ones that are actually been spreading it. And we've seen a lot of that here. It's pretty bad. But, you know, people need to realize the UFO community is a controlled narrative at the top. You know, at the very top of it, there are some satanic Luciferian influences, and you can research that. They're totally hooked into the Rockefellers and the Clintons and the Podestas. A lot of them, they're getting funding from there. And then you go down the line and you have the... It's a real moneymaker. It's a billion-dollar industry. So, you know, you have the people that are, you know, Hollywood and all these other shows that are trying to capitalize. You know, they're just trying to make a buck, and it's all about entertainment. It has nothing to do with getting the truth out. And we're going to share some things at the end of the show that'll prove our point clearly that, you know, 70 years of nonsense, over 75 years, we're still asking, was Roswell real? You know, do UFOs exist? And now here in Hawaii, NASA filmed all these UFOs coming in, these huge pill-shaped UFOs and all these other things, and they're trying to keep it quiet, but people are blowing the whistle on that too. So there's fleets and armadas coming in right now to assist humanity and the earth in this global awakening and healing process. It's a planetary liberation going on. So it's big, it's massive. And the powers that are behind this are unimaginable. Most people couldn't even imagine how powerful these beings are that are coming in. So it's on, you know, it's on, we're in it, and we all got to do our part. We have to raise in consciousness. So anyway, there's a lot of, again, there's just a lot of competition, a lot of people striving for positions in this field, and they're coming up with some crazy stuff right now. And, you know, there's the poser wars against the authentic, that's on one level. And again, the competition, and again, it's all about money. I mean, we've experienced extreme backstabbing in that arena where people, we you know, East SETI has always paid its bills basically because of the counseling work and the book sales and things like that, and the workshops and classes, and that all goes into pay SETI's funds. And we finally got some funding, you know, about maybe a couple of years ago, we started to get some funding, and not even that, but and now people are going after them, you know, the people and trying to turn us, demonize us so they can get their funding. It's just unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. And there's more stuff going on. I won't go into, but it has to do with the agencies, but it's unbelievable, because the thing is, we're authentic. We have the evidence. We have 40 years of a track record of serving humanity in the earth, of doing workshops and classes and empowering the individual and healing work. And the masters have been appearing. We're going to show a lot of their photos at East SETI on a regular basis. And the light ships are still coming, and they're coming here now to Hawaii like crazy. And they don't come and support people that are messed up, put it that way. They don't come and support the people that are really on track, that are really service oriented, that are helping to empower the people. And that's just a no-brainer. So you hear all these other people making up all these grand stories and slinging the crap and everything else. You go, well, what do you have? You know, where's your evidence? You know, have the masters appeared to you? Are the UFOs appearing to you? Do you have any photos, videos, anything? Do you have any context other than what you exposed to have? You know, it's like, you know, basically, you know, we need to look at that now, because it's all being weeded out. It's all coming up, and we need to take a look and see what's going on. So I said I'd do some question and answers. So I do want to cover that, do some question and answers. And then at the end of the show, so stay tuned, even though I might sign off, stay tuned, because we are going to show some amazing footage here at East SETI. And that's just undeniable. And the ships that are coming in now, they're coming from every direction. We're having 5 or 6 power-ups in one shot, like in 10 minutes. This is destroying NASA and, you know, OMSI and James Todd and all these guys, all of their stuff they're saying, that these are just the space station. You don't have 5 space stations come over in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And you don't have space stations landing on the ground. And, you know, so they're trying to say these are satellites. These are treetop level ships, and they're coming in just hot and heavy. And we're getting a lot of black helicopters and other strange surveillance planes in the area. And the ships, they're sending drones up, and they're surrounding these helicopters and flying around them. And so I know they know they're there, because they have the equipment, you know, to test that. So it's getting really intense right now. And, you know, we need to back up, go within, meditate on it. The bottom line is, any master, saint, or sage, or highly developed, spiritually and technologically advanced visitors coming here, their main goal is to empower you to make your own personal connection with Creator and realize you're a soul. You're not just this body or this personality that has a culture or whatever. We're all souls, and we all came from the same place, the same source. And we need to get back to that and get rid of all this division game, you know, the gender division games, the culture division games, the religious division games. These all got to go. I'm not saying you have to give up your cultures and your religions. I'm just saying don't let them divide or separate you, because that's the old school. That's what's been going on. So on that note, let's go ahead and take some questions. I've got Kathy here, my lovely assistant, and she'll read off some of these questions.
Can we have multiple soul fragments in multiple dimensions? How does soul transference work? What about soul integration?
You know, that's an interesting question, because there's multi levels to it. Now, I know some Palladians can actually take on 5 incarnations at once, and that's possible. And people go, well, that would diminish their energy. Well, some, they could probably take more on if they want. But the thing is that when you understand the holographic universe, each piece has the ability to access the whole and become one with it. So when you understand that, this is all possible. So there are a lot, there's a lot of that going on. It's part of the planetary awakening and healing process. It's multidimensional happening. As far as, what was the other one? The soul.
How does soul transference
work? Soul transference.
And integration.
Yeah, and integration. And that's happening too. What's happening is people are transcending the body and the personality self. And they're realizing they're a spirit. I'm going to answer another question at the same time, but your etheric body is your whole and healthy, perfect incarnation. And it's at war with your lower bodies. It's trying to come in. And the more we do our spiritual practices and clean up this body and do cleanses and do our prayers and meditations and things, the more the higher body can come in and take over. And it'll totally realign your DNA. That's the thing. It's that incarnate, that whole and healthy incarnation. That's the divine blueprint, the perfect pattern. And so that's going to come in and repattern, your DNA on this level. And it's going to clean out your mental body, your emotional body, all your other lower bodies, your astral body, until you come into perfect alignment. And that's the transition that's happening right now.
What does that have to do with walk-ins? Is that some type of soul transference also?
Yeah, walk-ins happen. They can be agreements where sometimes there's somebody that comes here and they go, this isn't working. I can't do it anymore. And they create some kind of event for one body to leave the other. And a lot of times it's an accident or something else happens where one person might have a near-death experience or seem like they cross over or they lay the body down and another one comes in and takes over. And I've seen that happen. I had an old girlfriend that was a walk-in. Unfortunately, the walk-in body could not adapt very well. And they a lot of them don't have the seasoning it takes for multiple incarnations that come in and they get swayed. They get into a lot of partying and drugs and things like that. And then they get taken over and it's a mess, but some actually, stay on target, are here to help out.
Can two souls be in one body at one time?
Yeah, definitely. When a mother's pregnant, her soul is merged with her energy. So there's actually two people in that body. And the soul will take off and leave and come back and check on things. And so you can have two souls, like multiple personalities. You can have multiple personalities. That's not always good, though. That can be a mess.
Okay. Can higher dimensional entities be injured or lose their bodies, for instance, in the Orion Wars?
That's an interesting one. That's going to get into an area that's going to be really upsetting for some people, because most of those wars are in 4D. And a lot of people are saying there's 13th dimensional reptilians and all this other stuff. When you pierce the psychic barrier and you go past 4D, you go into 5D, which is unity consciousness. You're off the loop. You're out of it. And you still work with people and you try to inspire them, to do the right thing and things like that. But you're not really in the Star Trek battle zones and things like that. It's different. So a lot of people get upset with that one, but that's my understanding of it. And in 4D, yeah, you can in your dreams, you can be killed and you can be cut and you can be hurt and wounded. And then you wake up and you've got the cuts and wounds and things. And there's people that have died in their dreams and died in the physical. That can happen, it just depends on how much mastery you have over your body and how much you can just dissolve it and just say, not mine, and change your reality. It's a lot has to do with self-mastery, how much you're affected. But I've woken up with big claw marks in my back when I was battling all night with something, or I wake up just beat up because I've been working so hard in the other levels helping to clean it up. So it's not a fun ticket. You kind of got to go through hell to get to heaven, and hell's being cleaned up right now. And that's the lower 4D.
Do you have an oversight over what the problem is, can be, when all the energy just drops, goes down to the feet, and it's related to when someone or something rips off the energy body?
Yeah, there's a lot of energy vampires going out there and a lot of lot of negative ETs actually feed off the problems, the traumas, and all the other things happening on the world, the pain and the suffering. There is a lot of things that can suck your energy. We just went to town today and we just got beat up, you know, especially if you're going into the big box stores. You go in there, we have to wear certain things and try to shield from that. And even then you get hit hard. I don't know what's going on in those stores now, but they're broadcasting something. And in the cities, you know, they have all those 5G towers up and things like that. And you really take a hit. And so it can be, you can take a hit through technology and you can take a hit through the energy, you know, lower energies, unseen negative influences, and you can be a targeted individual and be taking a hit from satellites and things like that. So there's a lot of different ways that they can take a hit. You know, we took a picture. Hopefully we'll show it in this show, but we took a picture of the land here in Hawaii, and it's got a massive energy bubble over it, and you can actually photograph it. And we are doing Yigong out by the, it was really fun. We're doing Yigong out by the water, on the edge of the water. And all of a sudden we were doing water, you know, the movement for water, and all the waves, every time we did it, the wave come in like crazy and crash, you know? And so we have to move back, you know, we have to finish up with air, like much further back. So it's important to start doing these practices. You know, they're the original airbender practices. It's called Yigong, and it's one of the most ancient forms of what most people call Qigong.
I have a question about relationships in higher dimensions. I heard different stories, but one that I found interesting is that they don't just have one partner, but go to the ones they feel attracted to in the moment. And there is no jealousy, and that the children are raised by everyone. Mm-hmm. Do you know this to be true? Do you think that is where Earth is going with relationships?
You know, that's a really good one. And it's kind of interesting because I'm constantly schooled in that one. I'm kind of old school. I really believe, you know, if you're in a relationship and you're in have a commitment, you need to honor that. But I know in the higher dimensions, it's different because they have no jealousy. They have no control, ownership. Their legal system is not like ours. And they're free. You know, even Jesus said that when her husband died. So she went to the brother according to Jewish law. And then he died and she went to the next brother. And they asked him that. They said, well, who's she going to be with? She's going to be committing adultery. She can't be with all three brothers. And so basically they said, when she goes to heaven, she'll be free as an angel. So they don't have the rules and regulations and the judgments. They don't have the jealousy and the fears. And they're very sovereign in their energies. And they're, the higher you go up, it's not, you know, it's tricky because you never want to create harm or harm another, or even emotional harm. You know, you always want to be clear and communicate, but you got to be true to yourself too. So everybody's different. Every relationship is different, and you have to go by what that person's soul needs for completion. And that's one of the problems right now, is that people are judging everybody against this old patriarchal program, and it's a very limited program. It doesn't really happen on the higher levels.
Do you think that there is no ego on the higher levels? Is that part of it?
Yeah, there's no ego. People have more of it's not even a spiritual ego. They've transcended that. And I know a lot of people get upset by saying that, but they don't have jealousy and they don't have ownership, and they're there because they want to be there. And if their soul is saying, you need to be with this person, you need this experience for your evolution, they operate from a soul level. And that soul might say, hey, this is your soulmate, and this is the perfect person for you. And you have this incredible connection. You don't want to muddy it up, you know. That can happen too. And like Ezekiel is an ascended version of Ezekiel and Kasia. They soul merge and now they're one being. I don't know if he goes out on the town at night, and I doubt it, you know, but, you know, they're complete. You know, they don't need anything else. They don't need the physical anymore either, because they're seventh dimensional beings. So they've transcended all physical need and even the need for a body.
Last year at Eseti, I saw the same bright green long cigar-shaped ship with a small notch at the end that was in the mothership video you posted last season. Do you know who these ships belong to and why they are here? When did they start showing up at the ranch?
Yeah, that's really interesting because, you know, we double checked that. Some of these things we saw people were saying they were Starlink, and they weren't, because we double checked to see when they launched Starlink. And Starlink comes out and then they start separating. They start going higher and higher, and then you don't even see them anymore hardly. When they're launched. And so we looked at the window between the launches and everything else, and it didn't fit that. So there, a lot of people have different things. What I was told, that not everyone, but the ones that we filmed or saw, were actually spheres that were being brought in by a very high dimensional beings. And those spheres are put in certain positions on the earth, and they are going to help in the ascension process. So there are a lot of things being launched. You know, you got Starlink, you probably got secret military stuff going on up there. And then you got secret space fleet up there. And then you have these higher dimensional beings doing some things up there. So what's interesting is while we're filming these huge ones come over, smaller ones were buzzing it and going, you know, in and out and in front and behind it. And it was amazing. So any way you look at it, you know, there's a lot of activity up there.
Are fallen angels dark plasma that has left our earth?
That's interesting. You know, a lot of these beings are plasma beings. A lot of the six dimensional beings have ships that are more like plasma ships, and their bodies are plasma. They're plasma beings. Now, if it's a dark plasma, I would say it's probably not good. You know, it's probably not in your highest and best good. But that's a really interesting point. It would fit the narrative, basically, if you do the research, that they are a consciousness and an energy, a fallen consciousness, and they're probably in 4D. They're probably in lower 4D, and they're probably influencing people and messing with people.
I keep hearing the term prison planet, and that there is a cube when we die ran by AI that reincarnates us, keeping us in a loop or something like that. What are your thoughts on that? It was confusing me as they were making it sound like you should not go into the light when you die, or you'll be stuck in a simulation loop.
Yeah, I've heard that story. You know, it's the Acme Soul Sucker 2000, I said, that's on the moon, I guess. But I don't believe in that, only because I've had my own near-death experiences and other connections. So I don't think that's real. I think it's when I went into the light, I went into the golden white light, and it was just pure bliss. It was unbelievable. There's no words for it. And I had a conversation with the beings there and with Creator, whatever you want to call it. It wasn't a little man with a beard, and it wasn't a woman. It wasn't anything. It was beyond all that. And it's just pure consciousness and energy. And this, the unconditional love and joy and bliss I felt in that realm was just unimaginable. So that was my experience. And then there's all these other levels and dimensions below that. But all the lamas and the yogis I talk to, they talk about that golden plane of bliss. And they say that's where you need to go. So, you know, a lot of people will say something else because they want to get attention, or they want to, you know, come up with a new story, a wild story to get everybody to follow them. I don't know, but it's, some of the old stuff is as tried and true today as it was then. And so I think when you study with the lamas and the yogis and the things like that, you'll get a better experience about that. And every culture has their levels. Every culture talks about the different levels, and they have their different names for different levels, but they're all pretty similar in the understandings.
So should we head for the light?
Yeah, go for the light. I go for the, you know, what you want to do is, it's really a heart thing. Your heart's going to determine where you go. And so when you focus on love and joy and bliss, and that's going to magnetize you to that level. And if you are a loving, joyous, blissful being and you are in service to Creator, you're going to go there naturally. That's where you're going to end up. So, and then you can choose where else you want to come back in on to help out. But basically, yeah, I would definitely suggest the golden white light and follow your feelings and what feels right.
What are the rings of Saturn? Were they made?
You know, the rings of Saturn, to my understanding, you know, if you really think about it, Saturn does not have a very good rap out there. And there are a lot of death cults and other things tied to Saturn. You know, the WEF, the New World Order boys, are totally tied to Saturn. And my gut feeling is stay away from Saturn. There's a lot going on. There's some big ships in those rings. There's organizations in those rings that are not in your highest and best good. There's a lot of weird stuff there. So, I think it's a war god, isn't it? Saturn's a goddess of war or something like that. So that kind of energy, I've seen enough negativity in my life. I don't go looking for it anymore. I respect it and honor it and stay away from it.
The event of the big solar flare, I've heard they will be putting a shield up so we don't fry. Do you think it's true? Also, will we be going into 4D? If so, what can we expect? Will we see spirits and other entities?
Yeah, I'll tell you what we got. And we asked about the solar flare, and they said that this at least 7 years out. And that was information we got. And there's two things that can happen. One, they do have things in place where they can actually shield the planet if they desire. I think we need to be a civilization worth shielding, though. So we all have to rise to the occasion and be a planet worth saving, because right now we're not doing so well. Also, too, they also can actually raise our frequencies to the level of take us into the ascension process where those things won't hurt us anymore. Because Babaji said that when these shifts and these energies come in, it's going to hit some people like a feather and some people like a brick, depending on your vibration or your frequency. And so if you really focus on raising your frequency, as I said before, and clean up your body and raise your frequency, these things are not going to have the effect. But it is going to take out tyranny. It is going to take out the controllers and those who have continued to enslave humanity for eons. Their days are numbered, and they're coming to a close as we speak. I mean, even in the political arena, these people are being exposed and taken out. So, and a lot of things you see even in there aren't what you think they are. A lot of these people are already taken out, and so there's a lot of acting and masks and other things going on. So pay attention to that.
Do you have any updates from the Galactics on the current status of the war going on? Trump, Q, Alliance, Space Force, Intel? Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. One thing that bothers me, that you hear all these stories and there, I know a lot of them are true. There are a lot of things in place, but there's some triggers that need to be pulled that aren't being pulled. And a lot of these generals that have actually betrayed their oath and have made it very clear, you know, they're against, you know, the Second Amendment. They're against a lot of these other things, freedom of speech, and they're just parrots for the New World Order. These guys need to be removed. And, you know, that's treason, basically. When you go against the Constitution and you're actually supporting a foreign government that doesn't have our highest and best good, that's called treason. And these people need to be dealt with. And that goes with everything, the military, the agencies, the all government agencies, everything. You know, I love that. This woman, I forget what her name is, but she just said, look, if you don't support the Second Amendment and you're doing everything you can to destroy it, then you need to go, because you took an oath to defend the Constitution. And that's why you're put in office. And if you're betraying that oath, you need to go. And if you don't go, you probably need to be taken. And that's, I think we're in the middle of that right now. That's happening, where we're cleaning this out, because the Constitution was a very divine document and it fits right along with universal law. And, you know, right now, it'd be great to have a Gandhi in there running everything. But right now, there's too many controllers. There's too many vile things going on against children, against people, the lawlessness, there's a big difference between legal and law. You need to look that up. It's a mess right now. So we really need a butt kicker in there that's going to call this stuff out. And I can't think of a better person than somebody who's been calling out for quite a long time. But eventually we'll get to a Gandhi or somebody, a very spiritually advanced being, you know, that has a long history of service to others and helping others. And, you know, but, you know, the problem is if we look at, you know, I'll just say, if you look at Trump, he's been demonized on every level and nobody's bringing out the cool stuff he's done. He's helped so many people out, get their lives back in order and things like that. But he won't talk about it because he has, you know, strong moral fiber in that area. You don't talk about what you do for others or help others or things. That's for the politicians. And he's not really a politician, but, you know, anyway, but, you know, people go, oh, so you're Republican. No, I'm going to support whatever's highest and best good for the planet, basically. And what's been going on right now, it's taken us into a big, deep, dark hole. And we've got to put an end to it, basically.
Any news or updates on Inner Earth that you can share with us?
I know the Inner Earth has gotten involved with cleaning out a lot of the undergrounds and the tunnels and some of the other things because it spilled into their world and they're fed up. They didn't want to get involved because they didn't want to get, you know, into all the warring and all the other stuff, but now they've had to. So they are joining forces. There's other civilizations that are coming to help now that are amazing beings. There's beings that are planetary defenders, and that's their job, and they're coming here to help the Earth. So you know, some of these beings are 9th, 11th, and 13th dimensional beings that we've had contact with that are coming to help right now. So it's big. What's going on is big. And I think there are actually two coming in because of a natural process that's happening. We're moving into a highly energized place in space. The suns are going ballistic. The human resonance is off the scale. Everything is lined up for this ascension process. And it's a natural process. And they're coming in to support that and assist us in this process.
What do you think of those tuning forks for DNA activation and healing?
You know, sound is very incredible for healing. I always wanted to make a chamber that had the light that corresponded with each chakra, and it would come from the sun, and it would hit each chakra and the tone at the same time. And you would sit in there and it would balance out your chakras, and you'd absorb whatever you needed to find balance, and it'd probably be an incredible healing chamber. But that's just one thing. I know there's other ways of doing that, but I was getting off track there.
I've got so much. The DNA, the tuning forks.
Oh, tuning forks. I know a woman, she's not with us anymore, but her name's Nahi, and she had these tuning forks. And she would use them in a specific way. And I watched her heal all kinds of things. And it was just amazing with these tuning forks. And people had tinnitus and people had sore arms and bad backs and necks. And she'd use these, you know, she'd do a prayer and call in the ancient ones and the higher dimensional beings. And she'd use these tuning forks and then they'd walk out and it was fixed. Unfortunately, she's no longer with us. Well, she is with us, but just not physically.
I'm asking if my astral body is my soul body.
Okay, that's semantics, basically, because the way I was taught, and there's 10 different traditions that teach something similar, is you have your physical body, and then you have your mental body and your intellect, and that's just a drop in the sea of consciousness. And then you have your emotional body, which is much bigger and huge. And then you have your astral body after that. And these are all within the soul. And so all these bodies are in the soul. When you move And when you move out past the astral body, you get into your etheric body, and that's your whole and healthy, perfect incarnation. We've talked about that. And that's what you want to align with and come from that. And because the astral body has a lot of past life things in it and things like that that need to be cleared. Your emotional body has trauma in it, you know, sadness, sorrow, all kinds of emotional trauma. Your mental body is full of wrong conclusions and social engineering and all this other nonsense going on. And so those bodies need to be cleaned up. And when those are cleaned up, you merge with your etheric body. And you can even go higher up. You can go into Christ consciousness and on up, you know, through the dimensions. So
all these energies that are hitting our planet in 2023, I've been told they are changing our DNA strands and the cells in our heart. Is that correct?
We're definitely going through DNA changes. You know, the cosmic ray index is off the scale right now, and that creates a lot of DNA changes. So we're definitely going through DNA changes. We have the DNA of the gods. Actually, the name of God is coded into our DNA, believe it or not, which is why they're trying to alter our DNA and change it. And that's where all these mRNA things are coming from and stuff like that. This is very evil. It's a very evil thing. Believe it or not, a lot of these people have already been begged and they're being taken care of, and you're just seeing masks and other people playing parts to wake up the masses. But yeah, the people behind this are going to have a great come up, and you know, all that ill-gotten gain is going to be taken and put back into the helping those they've harmed, you know. So that's just a matter of the future. But there's some really brave souls coming out and calling all this stuff out, and we need to listen to them, you know, as to what they're trying to do. So, I mean, basically they want us disconnected from Creator. They want us little zombie worker bees that'll do whatever we're told and be little consumers. And that's the program, you know. But, you know, things are changing when these new technologies come in, the replicators, the med beds, all these, everything's going to change because nobody will have control over you anymore. They can't control you through dependency. You know, because you'll be independent, you'll have access to all of this.
Can you tell us about the firmament and how will it be dismantled?
You know, that's interesting because the firmament has many different interpretations. And, you know, some people used to call the firmament the clouds in the heaven, you know, all the clouds. And when they misused lasers back in Atlantis, they dropped the firmament and created the floods and things like that. So there's different concepts about what the firmament is. So that it's a really, you know, there's all kinds of strange ideas coming out about that. So I don't know. I think the way it was explained to me that it was the cloud cover that was covering the entire planet. The entire planet was like 70, 72 degrees. The only thing is you couldn't see the stars unless you went way up into the mountaintops. And it was a beautiful place. And a lot of the carbon dating's wrong because the sun didn't hit a lot of things for when that thick cloud cover was there. So that's my knowledge of it.
Can you explain the ascension process? What can we expect? Are we physically going to be moved somewhere else?
Yeah, that's a whole show. I mean, they wanted me to do a show on it, the ascension process. I do believe that. Okay, one of the things, the ascension process that we're told, everybody wants to leave Earth. It's a prison planet. It's sick and ill. And it is a very dysfunctional planet considering the powers that are being dismantled. But anyway, the thing is, the way you ascend is you focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. This is what the yogis and the lamas say. And you make that your focal point, make your eye single on that, you know. And so basically you ascend by mastering judgment, by loving, seeing the God in everything and everyone, and by able to hold a frequency and mastering your emotions. That's how you ascend. If you don't have your emotions mastered, you're going to be thrown all over the place. You're going to get anger and rage and do all kinds of stupid stuff and take yourself out and harm others along the way. The same thing with, love is the ultimate power. If you can't hold that focus of love and make that your center, you're going to get taken out as well. So because there's all these forces that are doing all they can to take people out who are authentic. They are really connected through the heart to Creator. And so there's a lot of that going on, seen and unseen, you know, a lot in the unseen right now. And a lot of people aren't strong enough to keep it out. And unfortunately, that's happened a lot. I think it's important to really cleanse your body, do parasite cleanses, whatever cleanses you can get your hands on. Cleanse the body, drink a lot of water, change your diet. You know, probably a good idea to eat less meat, you know, cut back on some of the meat. I'm not saying don't eat meat, just eat less and eat more veggies and more greens and things like that. And then as you're, you know, your body's going to start, the more you can raise your frequency by healing the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience and your mental, emotional body and your astral body, the past life stuff, your frequency is going to rise. And the more you see God in every cell, every atom of your being, your body's going to change in frequency and it's going to rise. And that's how you ascend. So you don't ascend by leaving here and by judging everything other than God or whatever. That doesn't work. And that's what a lot of people are pushing. You know, it's like, and a lot of people, you know, if you can't do cave anymore either, unless you need cave, sometimes you need a little cave. Or get out in nature. But, you know, basically we came here to, you know, one of my teachers said there are no spiritual people or no earthly good, because we got to ground this energy. We got to, the more ground you are, the more energy you can bring in. And we need to start being of service to others and the planet. And it's very important. And that's going to raise our frequencies as well. But we just kind of have it. We've been kind of told it's backwards, you know.
The Jehovah's Witness believe Jesus is Archangel Michael. Does this have validity or is it way off the mark?
No, I don't think Jesus is Archangel Michael. We've actually had Michael appear here. We're going to show a picture of his energy appearing here. We've had Mary appear here. We've had Babaji appear. We've had Eddie Seti. We've had Kuan Yin. All these others appear, masters. And we've gotten photographs of beings that kind of look like Spock and they look like other beings. God, I just got lost on the question. What was the question here?
I lost it too.
Okay, that's all right. But anyway, I hope that answers.
Oh, if Jehovah's Witness, if Jesus is Archangel Michael.
Yeah. Okay, it's really good to look at things like the House of Mary, which is the divine feminine, and the grandmothers and Mary Magdalene and all these other people are involved in the House of Mary. The divine feminine or the Shekinah energies have many, many levels to them. And a lot of the ancient women that were very powerful that people have heard about in the past or have crossed over and gone into that. It's a very beautiful energy. And then you've got the house, let's say the house of Jesus. You know, it's a house, it's a consciousness, Christ consciousness. And you can actually go into that house and merge with that house. And a lot of people, when they do this, all of a sudden they think they're Jesus. They're not Jesus. They're merged with the consciousness of Jesus. And that's a trap. Don't go there. The ego will say, I'm Jesus and I incarnated to save the world. And I go, well, there's a lake over there. Walk across it and then get back to me. But you got to look at these things more like the house of Ezekiel, you know, and the house of Michael and the archangels, which are actually Andromedans or mythologically known as archangels. And Andromeda is a huge system. There's tons of beings there, a lot of different beings. And some are 8 to 10 foot tall, magnetized light beings with light ships and things like that. And those would be known as the Andromedans. And so there's a lot of interaction in the past with star nations and extremely advanced civilizations in the past. And then we put our names and images on it and try to understand it and do the best we can. But it's beyond anything, you know. I tell you something that's going to really upset people. And I've told people and they get so mad at me. I go, but, you know, Jesus said, ye search the scriptures in vain because I speak of a living God. He's talking about the creator within all creation and it's multidimensional. And his house has many mansions. And he talks about the Pleiades, the sons of Arcturus. He talks about all these things. Even in the Bible, it's there. And the sweet energies of the Pleiades. So, you know, we have to get out of that little box that we've been stuck into. And it doesn't matter if it's a political box, a religious box, a cultural box, or whatever. that it's so much more beyond that. You have to transcend all religious and all cultural boundaries to actually get into that Christ consciousness. And you call it Buddha consciousness. There's Buddha consciousness, Kuan Yin consciousness. These are houses, the house of Kuan Yin. You know, you can tune into that beautiful energy, you know, and they have their servants and beings. So it's amazing. You know, the universe is so vast out there. It's far beyond anything we've been told.
I was wondering, do you know what kind of human features a Petal founder race would have? And what kind of color of the aura?
Yeah, I've heard of the Petal, and they are very ancient beings. And I need to look into that deeper and find out. You know, a lot of our founder races go back to ancient Lyra and the ancient Lyrians, and they were the Anunnakis, and some were good and some fell, you know, so, and they got to Earth and they screwed up, you know, and some screwed up and some left actually and continued to ascend higher. So there's a lot of Anunnaki that are in the sixth dimension and seventh dimension, and there's some that are trapped in the fourth because of their deeds here on Earth. They trap themselves, you know, because a lot of the manipulation and genocide and other things that they participated in.
This is the last question I have, and you could probably have a show about this one.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the life of Yeshua, Jesus, and Mother Mary in more detail and what has been distorted and or removed from his teachings?
Okay, we've only got a minute, so I can't, oh, no. This is a whole show, but I'll tell you what, I want you to understand this. This is really simple. Jesus's teachings were in his life, and get the red letter edition on what he said and how he lived, and even that's been changed a bit. But when he, in the beginning, he was the Son of Man. He was the son of Joseph and Mary. That was what he identified with in the beginning. And later on, he said, wait a second. You know, I'm receiving messages from God. I'm a messenger of God. And that was his new identity, was a messenger. I'm a messenger from God. And then later on in his life, he said, wait a minute, I'm a soul. I'm not the Son of Man. I'm a soul that came from God. And so I'm the Son of God. I came from God. And all of us have a soul. Our souls all came from God. And we need to understand that was his main teachings. And the last thing he said was, I myself do nothing. The Father through me doeth the works. And what he's saying is total immersion with God. He became one with God. And his prayer was, beloved Father, let them become one as we are one. And so he was the exemplar Christ. He was the way shore. He laid the pattern down and focus on that. And all the other stuff is man distorting his teachings. And I hope that makes sense, but I'm probably one of the most blasphemous people on the planet because I know too much, but we'll probably have to tie up on that one, end on that one, because we want to show this footage. So stay tuned. We're going to show the footage of the ships coming in here, and our ancestors are returning, and there's a lot of help on the way, and we need to get our act and raise our frequencies, get our act together and raise our frequencies so we can work with these beings. So anyway, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. And keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. And stay tuned because we're going to show you some amazing photos and footage. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night. Here's a surveillance plane that's been circling the house constantly.
How is that whale?
Anybody knows what this is or why it's here, let me know.
Yeah, I
emailed her. Okay, here he is again. Same guy. I don't know what he's doing. Okay, here's the usual guy.
Oh, you see it?
Now we got, where's the white guy? Can you get it? I can't get him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is jumping trails, too. Or I wonder if that's his actual jet stream, or are they...
Huh. I don't know if I'm getting it or not, because I can't see.
I can't see either. I have a glare I can't see.
Yeah, Lisa had a hard time filming it. And then she was like, oh, there it is.
Maybe it isn't really there. It's a hologram.
That's to the right of the moon. Oh, it's like the whole reality.
Okay, stationary blinking light in the Orion system. Looks like a signal to me. Okay, this is coming from the south. I mean from the north. It's coming from the north and going south. It's massive. Okay, here's another one. It was south, now it's going east. Okay, here's a plane for contrast. Regular strobe on it. With my eyes, I can see the red and green running lights, but this is night vision, so it won't show it. My God, another one, another huge one. Right over the house. This one's coming from the west. Whoa, right over the house. Oh, whoa, look at that power up. Nice. Thank you, thank you. Right over the house. Here's the house. Here's a small little scout craft. Oh, look at that. Two just passed each other. Okay, here's another one right over the house. Oh, nice. 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 Thank you. Thanks for the signal. Okay, here we have Orion. Come up here. There's a Pleiades. And we're going to scan across the sky. And we're going down to the west. And look at this. All of a sudden the sky just lights up and gets really bright. And there's no reason. It's like the sun. The sun set a long time ago. Phasing out, gone. Okay, this is going due south. Over to Ocean View. It's coming down over Ocean View.
There's two. I don't know which one to get. Here's Orion's belt. There's a lot of activity going through Orion's belt, all around it. I don't know what this is. It wasn't there a minute ago. Now it's just sitting right above the trees. It's going against the star pattern. Should be going down, but it's rising up. I'm perfect. Okay, here's Orion's belt. Just right above it. They have a ship going by. What the heck? Look at that. What? Look at that. It's so low. It's on the horizon down there.
Yeah.
It's going through the trees. That's like right on the ocean. See that one?
The other one, here's one going right past it. See that one?
Yeah, I saw the speedy one.
Speedy one, one going that direction.
Oh, another one there?
Yeah.
So there's three ships there.
Yeah. Oh, falling star. And then one up above here, you see that? And then these two here.
Wait.
Here. And then over here.
Oh, yeah, there's a speedy one. Look at that guy.
Yeah,
that guy's going fast. And then there's another one over here. Wow, look at that.
Are those satellites?
No, there's two. No, they're two together. They'd be lined up if they're... Boy, there was like, what, six ships in a frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's got an aura around it. It's really low, too. Okay, here's the Pleiades right over the house. Pretty good size, pretty bright. Oh, a little meeting. Okay, there's another one going due south. Powered up, came in and just lit up, got really bright. There's another one, it's like they're on patrol. This one's getting brighter. It's getting really bright. Okay, nice. Saw a big flash earlier. See if you can do it again. Big power up. Aha, thank you.
It's not flashing, by the way.
No.
That's huge.
Look how big that is. That's massive. There's no strobe on it, no running lights. Going through the tree. Okay, this thing's hovering stationary right above the trees. It's out over the ocean. All right, here's the Pleiades. I think above me right here is Andromeda. All right, there it is. There's Andromeda, the galaxy. I don't know what's going on here. This one star was just going nuts. Right here, it's pulsing like crazy. Okay, this looks like another one of those ships that's stationary, though. UFO over the ocean, it's blinking like crazy. I film them there all the time in the same spot. There's something going on out there. Right over my head. Filming that anomaly in the ocean, this thing appears right over my head, just pops in. Weird ship, it's like going in and out, it's phasing out and then coming back. Hey, you can't even see it. Okay, this weird thing just keeps showing up out in the ocean. Same spot. And then it just disappears. And there's the trees. Right over his house. That's low. That's my top of my house. Look at that. Look at that thing. It's powered up right over the house. Wow. The size of that. My God.